shit zone. In the case of this particular episode, however, I would just like to point out, just in case you want to, that, you know, the visuals are kind of nice on YouTube for this particular episode. So, hey, if you want to listen, that's fine. But if you want to check me out on YouTube, the Ernest Man Show, maybe scoot over there and you can both give it a listen and a look. And that's about it. Okay. Hello, folks, and good Monday. What I'm going to be talking to you or telling you about today is involves mental processes and how you can use this very advantageous awareness of this that will give you a heads up, let's say, in anything that you're trying to do, whether it be relationships, business, or what have you. It's really fascinating, and it is basically involves the neurosciences. And this is actually something that I have known for some time. And I want to tell you just a little bit about it today. So you're going to want to listen to this. It's good stuff. And, well, as they say, here goes. I have known in my life, well, quite a few people involved in the neurosciences. And one thing about myself, speaking personally here, I got feedback on because, well, that's why I tell you guys to give me feedback all the time, because that's, you know, basically how I feel. That's how a person improves themselves. So, for instance, I decided here, since, you know, it was being Memorial Day passing and the official, you know, or unofficial start of summer, why not go through a walk through the woods? So, you're and I are proverbially going through the walk through this woods, which I think is pretty pleasant. And anyway, one thing that I'd heard about myself as I get feedback from others, and they're just brutally honest, even though it has to come from a different direction, but, you know, people told me. And, of course, I don't see it that way, but most people are not that objective. But whether it's, you know, being around the campsite or campfire or whatever social situations may be, or maybe it's just in a gang of two or three people, they say everybody pretty much says the same thing. They say, well, he doesn't say very much, and when he does, he's kind of slow. And I've been dealing with that shit my whole life. And so I, you know, it is what it is. I don't mind it. But here's what is important to know about that, okay? Studies have shown, now this is dealing with the neurosciences, of course, and what they're not going to tell you is this, and this is, I'm just giving you the truth. And this is, the truth is, the sad truth is that don't confuse mental agility and quickness with intelligence. The two are not synonymous. Now, I know that may seem counterintuitive. Hear me out. I have talked to so many different people in so many different professions, and some of those people seem rather slow. And I don't mean slow as in a, you know, retarded person's kind of slow. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying maybe they're not initially as communicative. I meant to say communicative. Excuse me, I had a brain fart there. And, you know, you just tell them something about what they want, and they're like, scratch their head, and they're like, eh, you know, and they go off and do their thing. Now, in my case, having dealt with so many people like that, and whether it be, you know, a Finnish carpenter or people working in the arts, let's say, and then be just utterly awestruck and amazed at what they do and can do if you leave them alone. They need this, right? What you're saying, they need, people need space and peace. They're not machines, we're not androids. And what part of what this entire ethos that we're living in now is endless, you know, speed and the demands, you know, everything of the corporate world and all the, it's everything is pressure, time, and they want shit and they want it yesterday. I don't care if you're cranking out burgers or if the spreadsheet's working in your cubicle or whatever the hell it is. They want it done. They want it done yesterday. Now, here's the real fact about, on average, I'm saying on average, I am not speaking for every fucking human being on the planet. This is an aggregated average. Think of it as a computer chip. Okay? Now, forget about multitasking. The truth is, people do one thing at a time, even though that may not appear to be the case. That is what people do. And it's probably not going to change with people. Some people may be able to do that a bit faster than others, but here's the catch. For instance, there is, if I'm working in my graphics program and it has a certain function that it performs to, say, remove a particular object, for instance. Okay, so it basically has two modes depending on your time. You want a fast pass or a slow pass. And as you probably figured out, the fast pass is, well, faster. But also, it's not as accurate as, of course, the slow pass, which is much more accurate and gives you greater detail in what it is I'm trying to accomplish. It's no different with people. People pretty much function the same way. So, I say generally speaking, if you have a person and they're talking really fast, that fucking means they're either on drugs or they're a bit, I don't know what else to call it, but canary brained. So they're very good at spitting out a whole lot of data about this, but without any details. Or, to put this in the inverse, if you assign a project, some, whether it's whatever it is at home, you could be, you know, working on a car and you have several things you have to do, or if you have to rearrange a closet or whatever it is, things that require, you know, to be synchronized in a certain way to be most effective. The fast talking people will do worse, generally speaking, than a slower talking person. Now, reason for this. The reason for this is complex on a neurological scale and simple, much simpler for me to explain it to you. And now it's time for a brief message for our sponsors, you. Did you know that university studies have proven conclusively, without a doubt, that if just 1% of the American population were to tune in and subscribe to the Ernest Mann Show, that it would end unwanted pregnancies? Now back to the show. The person who is, you know, slower is taking a whole bunch of what I would call data set points. It could be everything from the environment, considering materials. They're taking so many more factors into consideration to end up with a far better, superior product or object or whatever that is. So my point to you, as we casually walk down life's trail here through the woods together, is that just because someone may seem a bit slow talking, such as yours truly, it's because while you're proposing and saying things, they're thinking. They're thinking about so many different factors that have to be included within that. That is why, generally speaking, and again, you know, laugh if you feel, just fucking laugh. It's okay. No one's going to jail you. No one's going, you know, it's okay. It's okay to laugh. Okay? But yeah, I'm just saying, to make a joke, yeah, this person that is sitting there and they're talking like a canary with 5,000 words a minute, whether it be a, you know, a conversation, you know, about, yeah, well, me and Johnny went down to Lake Gilday and we messed up our car. We tried to... Okay, that's their fucking brain. And if you've ever met anyone, and for all that matter, maybe you know a ton of people. Maybe you're one of those people. You need to slow the fuck down forcibly. But if that's not an option, if that's your boss, if that's people, family members, whoever it is, just bear that in mind, because you're not going to have any kind of quality in communication, description, data transfer. It's just not there. It's best to avoid them. Now, people can and will change. Yeah, sure. But not necessarily all the time for all of them. Very few actually will actually recognize that, have an epiphany, and, you know, flip the lever internally into the, you know, find more precision yet slower mode. So that this right here, if you value it, you know, there is value in what I am telling you. And this is it. You know, be on guard. If I don't care if it's anyone from an insurance salesman to a stock swindler or politician, watch this all the time. Watch it on the news. Watch it with the people you know. And, you know, verify what I'm saying. And chances are, you'll come back, you'll say, shit, that, I never thought about it, but that, the guy, he's right. And I know I'm right. I'm not being sanctimonious. I'm just telling you. I'm trying to give you information, as I always do, to be helpful. And it is something that you want to be aware of. So, like I said, as we're, you and I are proverbially walking down this nice, beautiful trail that's peaceful, that's where you go alone, typically, with no cell phone, with no digitronic shit. Just this is where you go every day if you need to clear your mind for those really big decisions you need to make in life. I do it all the time. Call me slow. They say, oh, Ernest, you talk so slow. Go ahead. Call me slow. I'd rather be thought of as slow than someone rattling off at the mouth 10,000 miles an hour and I actually don't know my ass from a hole in the ground. If you like this, did like it, let me know. Drop me a line. Got any questions? Whatever the damn case may be, let me know something.
So, for all you fast bastards out there, every Monday and Friday, if this isn't Ernest, what is?